can bring up whatever you want if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We are launching an hour number three of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give to you free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Going right back to your calls to the amp line. It's Dan in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys. Hey. I had it. Originally, I wanted to ask this kind of off-the-wall question, but that can wait, because you guys brought up something else that's really interesting. On Saturday, well, you know, tonight you guys were talking about how government, you know, use of government sort of reduces personal responsibility. And I think that that's one of the reasons why so many people were calling in on Saturday when you guys were talking about drug legalization. You're saying, oh, if we legalize drugs, the social consequences would be awful. And, you know, we had people calling for the deaths of dealers.
Yeah.
You know, saying that
wow. The Warriors were really out in force on Saturday night. There's no doubt.
Yeah,
about
they
it.
Should be. They should be beaten to death and then burned alive. And yeah, it was just really, really crazy. But the thing is, in a free market, you know, without the government prohibiting things, people have personal responsibility. They would pay probably very high premiums to, say, insurance for risk-taking behavior, such as heroin use. So, say, a heroin user in a free market decides that they want to continue their habit. Either they do it very quietly and very responsibly, or they probably pay a higher premium. And if they go crazy, like people are afraid they're going to do, it actually becomes prohibitively expensive.
Right. And,
so the problem takes care of itself.
And in private societies, you would have paradigms that would grow organically based on the kinds of people that they would want to accept into those societies, the risks that they want to accept based on the kinds of people that they bring in, and the trade-offs on being incredibly exclusive to not allow certain behaviors or not allow certain people in who engage in certain behaviors, and the amount of trade that they would lose on having very, very restrictive societies. So it all works out based on what people truly want. And as long as they can exclude and they live on their reputations, you come up with all sorts of variations that people can experiment with. Government doesn't allow for that.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, even if you have the minority of the people who fall outside the system, who lose their ability to interact and they become criminals, you know, driven to criminality by their habit. Well, if people have the freedom to protect themselves, then that won't be a problem. So it's just, you know, liberty, you undo the problem entirely, but these people want to bring in more government, which creates more unintended consequences, which they call for more government, and that just leads to more and more tyranny. So
sounds like you've got it nailed, Dan.
Yep.
You know, when you come to New Hampshire.
Yes, I do.
Actually, after I finish my schooling, I'm planning on going to Grove City for economics.
Oh, good for you.
Where? I don't know when exactly.
Grove City College.
Where's
good
that?
For you. Grove City College, that's in Pennsylvania, right?
Yep. That's where I live.
Yeah. So, Grove City is one of the two schools that was part of a Supreme Court case back in the 1970s, where the federal government wanted to force Grove City and Hillsdale College to have to conform
to
Title IX.
Oh, okay.
If they took federal money, so they lost the case, and then they said we're not going to take any federal money, and then the federal government came back and said if you take any students who get federal money, then you have to conform. And they said, okay, we're not going to take any students that get federal money. We'll
good
have our
them.
Own private system.
Well, I thought that it was only Hillsdale that didn't take students that took federal money.
Oh, actually, maybe I'm mistaken. Yeah, I don't know. You might be able to clue
you know,
me in
Dan?
Better, Dan.
No, Grove City is completely private, and
cool.
Also they
awesome.
Are one of, I think, three schools in America that actually focus on the Austrian theory of the business cycle in their economics department. So that's one of the reasons why I want to go there.
It's pretty snippy. You know what needs to happen? One of the New Hampshire colleges needs to be like that. It needs to be like a free market university, an Austrian university.
We've had dreams of starting one up if we could only get the money and get some good people coming in here. It would be so much fun.
We really do need some liberty-minded people with some serious capital to start up all kinds of interesting ventures like a liberty-minded college, a private bank. There's a whole laundry list of things that we could really use. Hey, Dan, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Yeah, actually, what I originally called in for, and if you want, I can just ask this and you can answer after I hang up. But you say you can call in about anything, I'm going to take you up on that.
Please.
If you could invent absolutely anything with no financial restraints and not even bounded by the laws of physics as we know them, what would you invent?
Ooh,
I'm especially asking Guard because he's had experience in science fiction
good
writing.
Question. Well, I mean, I feel like
I'm
what
ready
I would
for you. I'll. I would like to invent a device that isn't very ugly that fits on my head. It looks like, as a matter of fact, it looks like a Tampa Bay Devil Rays ball cap that allows me to read and control minds.
Mm.
I will
then control the world.
I have a couple things. The first one, I'll say one, you know, whatever. But,
okay.
I might call it the reciprocator, so that anyone who inflicts pain on you in any way whatsoever,
ooh,
receives the same thing back to
immediately.
Them. Sort of like
how
a
about
nice 10?
Very, very good.
Yes,
libertarian
even harsher. That would be very interesting.
That's an awesome.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Mine's probably pretty cliche. Mine's probably going to happen. Teleporters. I like teleporters.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Cool, I thought you wanted to upload your brain to the internet.
That was my first thought.
The only thing
it's all going to happen.
The only thing with teleportation is, I was actually thinking of a Star Trek story on this one that I wanted to do for the show Enterprise, but they'd gone in a different direction. I originally thought it'd be really cool before that, when they were first starting to meet the Vulcans, if all of a sudden people were dying on Earth all over the place. And they didn't know anything about teleportation, you know, hypothetically, in the original Enterprise show. Unfortunately, in the first episode, they were discovering it. I thought they should wait. And it'll be really cool, because then they discover that there's a faction of the Vulcans who don't like the humans interacting with the Vulcans. They don't like it. And they're using teleportation to actually teleport, like, viruses or little oxygen bombs into people's brains. And they're killing humans left and right. Because you could potentially teleport viruses
inside
and microbes and all sorts of things inside people's. You could just teleport air inside somebody's brain and kill them.
Yikes. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, it'd be pretty interesting.
So, yeah, my answer was kind of cliche. And, you know, it's actually tied into the upload your consciousness to the internet thing, because you would need to be able to transfer your consciousness from point to point in order to be able to teleport. So I guess teleportation is kind of a natural extension of the technology that it would take to essentially download your consciousness to the internet and re-upload it into and reform your body somewhere else. So nanomachines, all that stuff's coming.
Thanks for the
call. Oh, how about you, Dan? What would your invention be?
Actually, mine is teleportation, too, because with the ability to travel instantaneously, it would even open up the colonization of space, you know, terraforming planets. And I guarantee you that with that, you know, with the restriction on movement, formal government would become obsolete in a matter of years.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what's interesting about teleportation, Ben?
If you just help me make my little hat, then the government will be over very, very quickly.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. I was going to say, one of the interesting things I heard in an interview that David Brudnoy did before he died, actually, he used to have Ben Bova on a lot, science fiction writer, and Bova was talking about teleportation, and he said, what people don't realize is that if you're really going to have teleportation, the only way that you can have teleportation is if the body is destroyed. Every time you teleport, you've got to die. And essentially, the paradigm for a teleportation would be that your body would be taken apart atom by atom, and there would be such great technology that they could actually study the instantaneous positions of the atoms in your body, including the electrons in your brain, and copy those instantaneously, put them into some sort of an intelligence system, beam it through light waves to wherever you want to be, and then reconstruct your body with nanites.
Yeah,
that's what teleportation would be.
It'd be awesome.
But you die every time.
It's a freak out.
Or they could just make another you, and then you might be able to just upload the experience.
Well, you know, the science is beginning to touch into the areas of consciousness. From what I understand of my very basic understanding of what might be going on out there, we did have an article one night where we were talking about near-death experiences and how people believe that when they're having near-death experiences, a lot of people have an out-of-body experience at the same time. So if they're lying on a hospital platform, you know, they're in a hospital room, they'll go up above themselves, and they claim they can see what's going on.
Right, I love that stuff.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
And it happens a lot, apparently.
Yeah.
So people are beginning to do experiments where they'll put things outside of the person's body, like some bizarre shape, you know, something, an identifiable shape.
They're putting it on the floor, because they often say that they go above the body, so they're putting these designs on, right?
Yeah,
on
where they couldn't see them from their body's eyes to where, they're putting these designs that you could identify at a glance, and they're essentially going to bring people back from, when they come back from being dead, however short of a period of time it was, they're going to interview them, and if they had one of these experiences, they'd say, okay, if you had one of these experiences, what did you see on the floor?
Right.
And so they're going to see it. And so if it's really true that people are having this out-of-body experience where it's legitimately scientifically proven, what does that say about consciousness? Well, it says that consciousness continues in the absence of the physical body.
Right.
And what does that mean for teleportation? I don't know, but it certainly sounds fun, doesn't it? 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts about this or whatever you want. It is Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Get Motivated Minute. designed to empower you to achieve your toughest goals with acclaimed motivational expert and success strategist, Tamara Lowe.
Do you have a hard time hiring new employees and deciding who's best? I make most of the hiring decisions for key positions in our company, and our motivational research has shown me how to better fit people and positions together. I first list the non-negotiable aptitudes that we need for the job. Then I write down the behaviors, skills, and experience that the ideal candidate for the position needs. This reveals the motivational DNA type that would be best suited for the opening. With budgets tighter and even less room for error, hiring the right person is crucial. Using motivational DNA as a key part of your hiring process will help you choose the best candidate for the job. For the Get Motivated Minute, I'm Tamara Lowe.
To learn more and to discover your motivational DNA profile, take the free test at getmotivatedbook.com. Drawing on two decades of research and thousands of interviews, in Get Motivated, Tamara Lowe reveals a groundbreaking tool to identify your unique motivational DNA. With simple strategies and specific steps, she provides advice on how to reach your goals quicker and easier than ever before. Get Motivated is available now wherever books are sold.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. So enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, going back in point of fact for an entire year. So enjoy all that free at freetalklive.com. And did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's PrivacyHarbor.com. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. And we go to Stephen in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Hello. What's on my mind tonight is I'd like to put Guard on the spot, if I could.
All right. Here he is.
All right, Guard.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go ahead. Well, listen, this is right up your alley, Guard. If I came to you on the streets, I'm let's say, random liberal that you meet, mm-hmm. and I explain to you passionately, as I usually do, that this economic crisis we're currently experiencing was the cause of greed, or alternately, the cause of capitalism, you know, caused by capitalism, mm-hmm. the final nail in the coffin of laissez-faire, or whatever they want to say. Yeah. How would you respond, you know, really concisely?
Well, excuse me. There are two ways that I think you can respond, and I think you out of necessity, you must respond. Mm-hmm. The first is to give a quick example of why we're in the position, why the American consumer is in the position that he is in right now. One is to explain that the government control of the money supply exceeded the productivity curve. First, you've got to explain productivity. You say, look, the whole reason we have an economy, the whole reason you want to engage in commerce is so that you can get more for your effort. You don't want to have to make everything yourself, so you turn to other people who do good jobs with what they make. And the more they do it, the better they are at doing it, and they can get more for their effort, so they can sell it to you for less, and you want to get it for less. Now, when you've got the government controlling the money supply, and they start putting money out there, what ends up happening, as you know, and I think it's a very easy way to explain it to people, is you have more money chasing the goods that are being made at a certain productivity curve. So the supply of money is increasing faster than what people can make. And the differential between that supply of the money and the curve of your productivity is how much less your dollar can buy. When you take that situation and then you combine it with government policies that put all that money not only into the market but direct it into certain industries like the housing industry, then what you do is you get people, excuse me, who are working in other industries and doing very good work in other industries. You all of a sudden find that due to government policies, this particular housing industry and the wood and the concrete and all the things that go with it, they're starting to do very, very well. So you start getting more people employed in those areas who really shouldn't be employed in those areas. You increase demand for those things, and the price of them goes way, way up. And what ends up happening? Once people start to realize that it's taking more money to buy what they want, they start to hold back. They try to cut back on their expenses and their purchases. Once those things start to happen, then you start to see that the government-inspired business cycle will displace a lot of these people who were pulled into these industries that should not have increased the way they did. And you've got to let the prices on those things drop closer to the value of what they are. You've got too many homes out there. You had too high a demand for them spurred by government policies, and you've got to let this thing drop. On the other side of it, what you have to say is greed is always going to exist. And the only place where you can make greed work to better society, to actually help people, is to funnel it and channel it in channels people's self-interest into having to voluntarily make things that people want, make things for other people in the free market. And the only way you can do it is to let the consumers decide what they want to get and don't get the government involved, because that maximizes greed and it insulates the greed.
Well, because when greed is backed by power, then it's really dangerous. But when greed is checked by competition in the marketplace, then they can only go so far. If they don't have a government, we were talking about the power companies earlier.
Yeah.
If a given company has a government-granted monopoly status, as the power companies do, then they can do whatever it is they want to do, and they can charge whatever they want, pretty much. I mean, obviously, if you charge above a certain amount, nobody's going to be able to afford it. But they can charge whatever they want because there's nobody else there to compete with them. There's
brought, else to offer you, similar services. You came in with competition. That's just the perfect time to do it. Now, so let me, that's the way I would finish it off, competition,
Stephen,
all the way.
Stephen, let me give this one a shot. You said concise, and I think I'm going to try concise, okay? you asked, really, Gardner, come on, concise? So you'd mentioned that that greed caused the financial crisis that we currently have, and that it's this is the final nail in the coffin of laissez-faire capitalism, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, first you say, this was the greed can only greed is only powerful when backed by the guns of the government, when the monopoly that is the monopoly on violence that is the government is used by people that are greedy and able to use it, and those people are likely to get in power more so than you and I, because those are the people that would use power against other people, right?
Yeah, right.
And laissez-faire capitalism means hands off. Do you see the government with its, you know, hundreds of thousands of regulations as having its hands off of the banking industry? Mm. In fact, the government creates the money. How is that hands off?
Right.
So there you go. I mean,
I actually encountered a person today who said that we've tried capitalism up until this year, so starting this year with Obama in office, we're now going to try something that he called social capitalism.
Oh, man.
And I just didn't even know where to start. I mean,
yeah,
where do you start
with
a guy like that?
So misinformed. Hopefully that was of assistance. Thank you for the call tonight.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls, and we will go to Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Dan, what's on your mind tonight?
Pirate Radio.
Pirate Radio.
Aye. Yes. And let y'all know that y'all are alive right now still, and I haven't had any jackboot ink thugs come to my house yet.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And I wanted to thank y'all. I wanted to thank y'all profusely for putting together Liberty Radio Network. It's exactly what I needed to make it automated and not have to hassle with it. You know, it's just perfect.
Very cool. Cool. Glad it's working out for you, man. Have you, how's the reception? Everything working as you intended it to?
Yeah, it's covering our little area here, and not much farther than that, which is perfect for keeping on the, you know, on the down low, but reaching the people I'm intending to reach. And like I said, the Liberty Radio Network is perfect for people like me, because I can just set the transmitter to come on at certain times, and it's there and got a good mix of shows, and it's just perfect.
Well, that was was one of my intentions in putting it together. I had a couple intentions in putting it together. Number one, by the way, I'm not intending to compete with the Genesis Communications Network. That's our syndicate. They are our radio syndicate.
But not everybody can put up a C-band or a KU-band dish.
Right. But Genesis puts us up on the big bird for the radio stations to pull down, so I don't want anybody to get that thought in their heads. But the purpose of this was to expose Liberty content to a wider audience. I mean, Free Talk Live is probably the biggest Liberty-oriented show out there right now, and so we can kind of use our position to bring attention to other shows. I mean, obviously we've been doing that with Gardner and Toby and Nick for a while, but now we can do it with more shows because of the Liberty Radio Network. And it's basically a streaming internet feed. You can go to libertyradionetwork.com to tune it in. And if you are programming a radio station, it's a really easy plug-and-play thing that you can use. More coming up. Thanks for the call, Dan. And this is Free Talk Live.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day, right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by learning how to promote the show at promote.freetalklive.com to get the show into more ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com has a full list of easy and mostly free things that you can do to promote this show.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create your will, or a living trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com, that's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. Just as an aside, when I came back, I said break something. It's because right before I turned on the mics, I mentioned that an email just came through from the Break the Matrix people. And I hadn't seen an email from those guys in, oh, I can't remember how long. It must be months. And, of course, these are the Trevor Lyman, I believe. He was the guy that put together the Ron Paul money bomb thing, which was a real big deal. I mean, it was an awesome thing that he did there. And then he used, apparently, the email list that he generated from the Ron Paul money bomb to launch this Break the Matrix thing, which, again, sounded like a great idea up front. The idea was that they were going to put together their own network, their own television network, and essentially get it syndicated onto cable operators around the country and bring a liberty-oriented 24/7 TV network to fruition. Sounded like a neat idea. They were asking people to invest into their network. They were asking for contributions from people. And I think they've got an internet streaming channel, and so I guess they've kind of moved in the right direction. But they used to send out the occasional email update letting people know what was going on with their business plan. I haven't seen anything from them until just tonight, and it was just some sort of activist item.
Wow.
So I guess they haven't broken the matrix yet. 800-259.
That matrix is mighty tough.
Yeah, 800-259.
We've been working on that old matrix for a while.
9231. We continue with your calls about what you want. However, Free Talk Live launched our own little network, as we
That's
mentioned.
Great.
The Genesis Communications Network, our syndicate, which we've been happily working with for ever since the beginning of our syndication, has expanded their content. They've doubled their channels on the national radio scene. They now have two channels as opposed to one. And let me tell you, those channels are not cheap, so that means they're doing well, too.
Definitely.
So it's good to see that the providers that are really out there pushing liberty-oriented content are actually doing well and succeeding.
With a business model that makes some sense. I'm not trying to go after the break the matrix people at all. I'd like to see them do well, but before I get too excited, I have to see them do well. The donation model's good in the beginning and everything, but... You know, it's got to be tried and true advertising model for it to work, from what I can tell. I mean, you know, send all the donations you can, but advertising, that's really what does it.
800-259-9231. We continue with another man who is putting out great liberty-oriented content. He's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Dave.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me all right?
Hey, yeah. Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, you guys, have you already talked about the man being arrested for wearing a hat?
Yeah. Two men actually arrested today for wearing hats. One Jesse from Freekeen.com, the other little guy named Charlie.
Talk about that, or have you already talked about it?
Oh, yeah, we went into great detail in the first hour. Did you have something you wanted to mention about it?
I could, but probably I won't have anything more than what you've already talked about, so I have a backup story for you.
Okay, great.
I was actually subjected to a backpack search at the New Hampshire State House.
I heard about that. A backpack.
And I got video of it. Now, this is actually a very rare thing at the State House. People are not normally searched at all. And so, of course, this was disconcerting to me. I went ahead and submitted to it, but just got it on video. But what happened today, and of course the video is already up, but what happened today was I went ahead and called the guy in charge of security at the House, at the State House. And I expected to get the run around, you know, everything. But he submitted to an interview over the phone, let me record it. It was very nice, and he explained to me, I wasn't really satisfied with the explanation, but why he understood that the guard chose to search me. So at least it was nice to kind of get that openness out there.
Right, the openness is good.
You know, we talked a little bit about open carry in the State House and how, you know, it's bad to have a State House like the one in Massachusetts and everything. So it was a good conversation.
Well, what did they offer to you as a rationale when the guard there asked you to submit to the search?
He said, the chief said that the guard wouldn't answer the questions. I asked, why do you want to search my bag? He wouldn't tell me. He told me to talk to his supervisor. Well, his supervisor said, well, the reason I got, because I guess, you know, this is a backpack search is rare enough at the State House that whenever it happens, I guess the guard will go and inform his supervisor that he did it. And what the guard told the supervisor, was what the supervisor told me, that the guard saw me look to the left and the right when I went into the building, and then I looked lost. He didn't recognize me, and the backpack looked, I think that's about all the reasons they gave me.
So you were suspicious.
I consider that insufficient because of the fact that he actually called me over to the desk before I really entered the building. So,
well,
you know, just as I was beginning to go into the first, because there's two doors to get into the building, and I wasn't through the second door yet, and he was already calling me over.
That's interesting. You know, what really bothers me about that, Dave, is that, you know, with the fears about terrorists and so on, Fourth Amendment procedures are just being thrown by the wayside. There was recently another court ruling regarding pat-downs from people who are stopped at traffic, you know, for traffic violations, that now it's not a Fourth Amendment violation, according to the court, for the police officer to get you out and pat you down, even though he doesn't really have any sort of a warrant or you know, justifiable cause.
Yeah, and this is where it starts. They start with places like, you know, on their own turf, courts, federal buildings, then maybe the State House and so forth. That's why we have to stop this kind of thing at the State House. And every time they do it, whip out our cameras and videotape it, complain, you know, make a stink.
Now, Dave,
that way it hopefully never proceeds beyond the stage that it's at right now.
You are somebody who will, from my observation of your activism up here, David, you're one of the most, I think, active people in New Hampshire. What you'll do is you'll tend to kind of feel out a situation. Like you said, with this backpack search, you allowed it to go on so you could, I guess, get a feel for what exactly was going on. You've talked to the bureaucrats. Do you feel as though next time you may put your foot down and refuse the search?
My guess is that next time I would submit to the search, but let them know if you go through with this and you push it all the way, I've got four or five different options for following up with this, and they're a step up from what I've done before. Because there's a thousand things we could do. I mean, we could have an open carry day at the state house, have a lot of people open carrying inside the building. I don't think they really like that much.
Mm-hmm. I bet they don't.
We could have a lot of people bringing backpacks, or I could go in 15 or 20 times with different backpacks. or I could decline to submit to the next search and inform them in advance that I wouldn't submit. You know, there's all kinds of different things that this could trigger. I feel right now I'm glad that at least I was able to get an open conversation with the guy in charge. He let me record him. So at this point, I didn't feel comfortable saying to him, hey, this is what I'm going to do if you do this again. I didn't say anything like that. But if it happens again, then I would have to go, you know, forward to some of those other peaceful steps that we could take.
Yeah, and you're not just a man. You aren't just a man with a camera doing great reporting, although that is what you do most of the time. You are a civilly disobedient activist, and you're very choosy about which disobedience you choose to do. You've done a number of things in the past, and I imagine you'll continue to do them in the future. I know a lot of people look up to you, Dave, and a lot of people are watching at RidleyReport.com. I'm a fan. I'm definitely a subscriber at YouTube.
Now, Dave, I got some kind of update from you. I'm the viewer of the Ridley Report, where you said that it would benefit you in some way that I didn't quite understand. If people subscribe to your YouTube channel or something like that, can you tell me about that a little bit?
One of my viewers emailed me or contacted me and said, Dave, you're like within 80 views or 80, you know, 80 subscribers of being like in the top 100 something or another. And if you get into, you know, it's all about hundreds with YouTube. You get the top 100 this or the top 100 that, you get a lot more hits.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently my subscriber count is very close to putting me in that top 100. So I did put out a request for more subscribers. I got a lot more subscribers, and I could use even more.
Oh, hey, by the way, Dave, we can talk about this some other time, but just so you know, the Milford District Court today did not allow cameras inside. So I just figured I'd give you a heads up on that. Hopefully we'll have some more
information later.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you, Dave, from RidleyReport.com. More on the way. We'll sneak your calls in here in the remaining moments. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, only here in the remaining moments, and maybe just enough time for your call. It's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, and they include the updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever you need to know something about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first. If you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com, SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, and they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top. SACL, C-A-I. We continue with your calls. Thomas in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Thomas. Thomas?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I love your guys' show. It's my first time calling in. I think it's just stuff like this is really going to make the difference. I'm kind of like, I believe in the better nature of people. At times I think of people know the right thing. They kind of do the right thing. And that's why the government uses so much propaganda to make people think they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to talk about is, like, you don't hear on the media, with the bailout is the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act that made it legal for these depository institutions to engage in all the investing in the stock market. And what happened was they shouldn't have done it because you don't do that because you get your mortgages and your small business loans from these banks. If they start speculating, it brings down the mortgages and the small business. That's the rationale for the Glass-Steagall Act from the Depression. And what happened is there's only three regulatory agencies that rate bonds. One of them, Standard & Poor's, which is an indices, the Standard & Poor's stock market indices. Fitch and Moody's, I believe, are the other two names. And they started, what the bank did is usually they have to wait to get their profit so you pay off your mortgage. And they found out that they can get these bonds. They would bundle them with other speculative entities like derivatives. They would take these mortgages that they knew were speculative, that were risky mortgages, bundle them into bonds, and they got them past these agencies were rating them as AAA, and they distributed them all over the world. And when the bonds started defaulting because of the mortgages, the banks started losing their butt, and the stock market started crashing because these bonds were spread all over the world. And the reason that the banks were lending out so much money so freely was because, one, they knew they could get the bonds past the regulatory agency so they could make as many mortgages as they wanted, and they weren't going to be at a true loss because they could pawn it off on Wall Street. And two, the Federal Reserve made interest rates so low that they were below inflation, so that by the time they have to pay the money back, the money they're paying back is worth less than the money they originally borrowed.
Right. They were counting debt as assets. So it was ridiculous.
But you're basically saying, though, with this Glass-Steagall Act is that this keeping it in place would have staved off this coming recession farther, and then therefore it would have been just as bad then, right?
Well, this particular bubble, this particular scam that they're running, wouldn't have been able to occur because these laws were put in place specifically to prevent this specific collapse of mortgages and small business loans and credit defaulting. So I don't think this would have happened, but there's always another scam. They always change these laws to make more speculative banking legal, just like the Keating 5. And all the scandals there, and of course that wasn't really a big part of the campaign, even though there was a similar bigger scam being run simultaneously. They don't put that on the news.
I understand your point about Glass-Steagall, but I'm obviously of a slightly different mind on Glass-Steagall. I think Glass-Steagall, and if you look at the one, what was the one that they passed a while ago in response to Enron, Sarbanes-Oxley. It was the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, where companies couldn't go in-house for their own accounting. They had to go out-of-house for their own accounting, to the outhouse, you might say. I think that in every instance, the government restrictions, even Glass-Steagall, A, don't solve the problems, and B, add an extra layer of bureaucratic interference in the marketplace that first hinders individuals from being able to make quick decisions in the marketplace, and also causes all sorts of problems for the information coming back to people in a transparent way. There's some good writing on this over at the Mises Institute and at FEE.org, and I'm sure Lou Rockwell has some things on it. I have to look into it a little bit more. But
the whole idea that the government can solve the problem they created by creating more of their legislation is just fallacious. I mean, we all know that the way to solve the problem is to abolish the Fed and get the government out of the money business.
Yeah, exactly. I'm for an expandable currency with some private market influence, of course. I think the Fed is one of those things where the government likes to give you this 90% truth, 10% BS, where they'll call it the Patriot Act, and it's really nothing any kind of patriot would want, where they give you this Federal Reserve system that seems good on the surface to a point, it's mission at a point, and then they make it majority private instead of majority public.
It doesn't matter if it's public. I mean, if you're printing money from thin air, you've got a bad economic system to begin with. So I don't think
I think the money would be based on like what he was talking about, the production and labor standards with the expandable economy.
Well, what I would suggest is that we have a free marketplace in money and currency, and then each currency provider could base it on what they thought would work best in the market, whether that's what you're suggesting or something else. That would be the best way.
I would like to see several things backing a currency. I would like to see labor, maybe some metals. I would like it to be too big to be cornered, and I would like it to be to a point, and I would like it to be, universally exchangeable in the United States, because when we didn't have, before we had a central Bank of the United States, what we had is central banks of each state.
Thank you for the call tonight, Thomas. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Ryan in Florida. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just wanted to talk about the immigration thing, just involving the minimum wage aspect of it. Down here in Florida, there's actually an article in the St. Pete Times regarding this. It was actually a tomato farm, mm-hmm. and they regarded it as modern day slavery, because these workers on the farm were getting paid 35 cents an hour. Now, I'm not justifying that the farmers were paying them fairly, but the whole aspect of minimum wage is that it interferes with competitive wages.
Sure it does.
And therefore hinders further capitalism, because then it causes increased inflation throughout the entire market for that particular product.
The government's all in this one, okay? There's, you know, this is all the government's doing, and yes, it is to some extent modern-day slavery. I will say that, you know, that likely those employers are providing a place to live for those people, that which includes some level of electricity. I'm sure it's not as nice as my house, but
they're probably getting paid by the pig as well.
Right, and, you know, there's competition going into that. So you have to figure in a certain level of food and a certain level of lodging along with that $35. But if it wasn't for the immigration laws that we currently have, then they wouldn't have been able to force these, you know, not force these people, but make these offers as low as they did, and these people accept these offers because they'd have more competition because more people could hire them. And
it's just a big mess.
Thanks, Ryan.
They likely wouldn't come here if they didn't have guaranteed schooling and guaranteed the health care and guaranteed welfare and all this other stuff.
Well, plenty of people would still come here because they want a better opportunity.
Some may not.
We've got to get to these calls.
Sorry,
guys. I wish we had more time. We've got to talk to Dan in Kentucky. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Dan in Kentucky. Going on.
Yes, I wanted to ask Guard about Liberty University.
Yeah.
And any other ones that – there was this one that was in Pennsylvania that was mentioned.
Grove City College?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're principal. That's what I understood. They don't take public – funds. Is that
right?
That's what I understood. Is that right?
Yes. And Hillsdale College used to be preeminent among them under their president, George Roach. He passed away. And of course, there were some problems with his daughter-in-law committed suicide there, and all sorts of problems arose.
Hasn't their publication, the Imprimisco, hasn't it gone neocon?
The whole school has changed greatly, especially their economics department. I was at one of their Mises lecture series, and they actually had a former Fed director in there talking about how the Federal Reserve was a good thing, and it was shocking. People like Richard Eberling used to be there. They still have some free marketeers, but Grove City's rocking. And if you're looking for other Austrian branches, there's Ben Powell, and of course, who's a friend of Jason Osborne's, one of the great advertisers here and supporters of freedom. Ben Powell at Suffolk University in Boston, they're starting up a great Austrian program. NYU still has a couple Austrians. But I would Grove City and this Liberty University is a very interesting idea. I don't know that much about it. I have spoken to a couple people about it, and I'd like to see more and see them grow and get a greater name.
Where is
that located?
Well, Liberty University is something that I believe they're trying to start, and they don't have a location yet.
Is it like an online thing?
Yeah, they're working to try to, I think, perhaps do something in New Hampshire, but I don't know.
Yeah, let's get them up here. I think that'd be awesome.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. It has been Ian here with you.
And Garth.
And Mark.
We shall return tomorrow night, and you can return with us online as well at freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.